Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain, and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.
At Firestone Complete Auto Care, we hold our service to the highest standard. That's why we have thousands of ASE certified technicians nationally. So don't wait any longer. Give us a call and book your next appointment today.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Now, research tells us that brothers and sisters have a profound impact in ways perhaps that we did not expect. The new data tells us lots of how siblings impact our choices and the very trajectory of our lives. I'm now joined by Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning to you, Pat.
Now, tell me about this new study. What's it telling us that we didn't already know or suspect?
Yes, suspect is a good word on that. I think often, yeah, research kind of bears out what maybe is in the ether a little bit. But what I suppose I found really interesting about this was summarized for us in the New York Times very well. And I thought we give a lot of attention to the parental influence, of course, the influence of society, the influence of culture, what people are taking in, what they're getting in the media and all these things. And we think this is, you know, how do people form? How do they make decisions for their lives, their career choices, all of that? It's kind of interesting. But what gets quite little, attention is the impact of siblings. Apart from, you know, we hear a lot about firstborns, middleborns, youngest child. But again, we think only really, I think, in terms of competition. So I wanted to just bring this to you, if I may. So competition, you would think, you remember, they look a lot at twins to establish also, you know, what kind of is, how would I say, what is genetically brought through and what is environmental. And when you know, no matter how many studies they've done on twins, the reality is that twins, despite being in the same environment with the same rules and, of course, having this huge biological, you know, connection and similarity, that they are always very different in personality and in also in their career choices and in their trajectory of their lives. Mm. They're not that similar, which is quite interesting.
Yeah. Now, is that something that is innate? I mean, if they've got exactly the same DNA, you'd say no, if they're identical twins. Or do they deliberately strive to differentiate himself or herself from the other?
Yes, I think that's exactly it. So we know about competition and wanting to get ahead of each other, but it's actually also a very important part is differentiating ourselves from our siblings. So that's an important factor, and that's coming through more clearly. A sort of, if you like, an addendum to that is, if you think about it this way, that those who are firstborn are very well, it's very well established that they get better grades in general. Now, is that to do with the fact that they are given more attention, they get more attention in those first year or so than the second child, when that child is sort of, now attention is split, there's only so much time and energy that parents have. So the factor on that, what I found interesting is that definitely the firstborns tend to have higher grades. They also tend to move more in that academic sphere. But if they do, the sibling that comes along tends to not go in that direction. They tend not to necessarily follow that exact path, but to differentiate themselves in another sphere. Just think that it's kind of an interesting way to look at it. This showed up quite a bit. Maybe just mention one or two things that have come out, which is that there is a literally 75% of those this is now in female sports in the States, 75% of females who play at a national level, okay, and we're talking 14 to 23 there, that 75% of them are younger siblings. In other words, they're not, they all have an older sibling. Mm. And the logic, it seems like an awful lot, but the logic is that they, that perhaps the skills of sport are not taught so much to the firstborn because it's parents who are 20, 30 years older than them. But the younger sibling has the possibility of playing ball with that older sibling. And I thought, just such a simple thing that.
Yeah.
But it bears out. Another important thing that I would like to mention, and that is the spill, it's one of the most important things in it, I think, in the research, is the spillover effect. We kind of know this in one way. We know that if somebody achieves something in a family, it opens the way. There's an unintended consequence, if you like, that it opens the pathway for other younger children to think that they can achieve that. So it's like opening an avenue to them, if you like. Mm. Which is obviously very good. You often see that. But the converse is also true, that if a family is very disadvantaged and they don't see a pathway opening and they see an older sibling not achieving anything or going down a bad route, there is actually a greater likelihood that other siblings will. I thought that was quite interesting. So from a kind of government policy point of view, this is why investment in children pays off.
Absolutely.
In leaps and bounds, if you like. So I thought that was quite an important one. And if I could just contribute this sort of the psychological side of it, then I found myself thinking that you often see, you know, I would often find myself working with people who say work in NGOs, you know, who go away a lot, will go to very poor countries. Also people who work with, and indeed like myself, psychotherapists working, caring and minding and sorting problems with people. But you often see what is the influence, what made that person decide to spend their time and their life on that particular subject. And so frequently it is a sibling. So frequently it is something they saw, a child being abused. I mean, I see this in, you know, people who work in social work a lot. You will see it that people, you know, they've had tough childhoods or they've witnessed tough childhoods and they want to make it better. So it's about, you know, correcting. So you could say, is that a trauma or is that, you know, they're being directed by what they experience. I mean, and funny, when I was kind of looking at this, Pat, if I can just say, I thought it was quite interesting even myself, and I would have been aware of it, I suppose, slightly. But I had a brother in college who had a breakdown, and I always felt that was the impetus that moved me.
That drove you to your career.
Psychotherapy. Yes, indeed.
There's a confession. Stephanie,
yes.
Thank you very much for joining us.
So
that's Stephanie Regan, clinical psychotherapist and co-host of the Tough Love podcast. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.
Psoriatic arthritis symptoms can be unpredictable.
I had joint pain and I couldn't move like I used to.
I needed relief.
I got Cosentyx.
It helped me move better.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for people 2 years of age and older with active psoriatic arthritis. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your rheumatologist about Cosentyx.